Amen. Okay. You ready, Mother?
Okay. Good morning, everyone. God is certainly good. I love my topic, and it's about love. Love is a special thing. It's a funny thing about it. I don't care who we are, how unholy or holy we are, we all want to be loved. It's a desire. We want to be loved. And love is characterized all through the Bible. I was going to read the scripture on love, but it's more than that. I'll read the most important one to me, and that's found in John. We were taught years ago that as we witness and let God use us to get people saved, that we would give them this little book, and it was the book of John, and tell them to read that because John is more about love, and they needed to know how much God loved them. I'm convinced that if everybody knew just how much God loves them, that they would come to him and cry out very quickly to be saved. But maybe that's not the case. And I know this, that the word says that by this shall men know that you are my disciples, and that is that you have love one for another. You know, we try to prove that we belong to Christ. We wear crosses. We wear signs and symbols. And the best way for anyone to see how much we are a part of Christ is that we demonstrate love, and that's love for one another, not just our friends, but love for our enemies, and things that are hard to do, those are the things that we are commanded to do. We're to love our neighbors just like we love ourselves. So the first thing you've got to do is learn how to love yourself. Not to love yourself so much that you think you're better than other people, but to love yourself enough to take care of yourself, to make sure that you're doing the things that God would be proud to see you do. And then after we love ourselves, we can spread that love to one another. And love is an action word. It's something that you do. I know that it's a feeling because there are different kinds of love. But love demonstrates itself. In other words, you can't be mistreating someone and telling them all at the same time how much you love them. And those two things don't go together. If you love me, you'll treat me right. That's in a marriage or in a village or in a church. When we love one another, we treat each other right. We have compassion for one another. We have empathy for when that person is hurting or in dire straits. But let me read from John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's a wonderful thing that God did what he asked Abraham to do. He doesn't ask us to do things that he won't do himself. And so although he asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, he knew that one day on down the line that was going to come up for him, and he would have to sacrifice his son. And I say sacrifice because during the process of Christ on the cross, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was separated from God because he took upon himself all of our sins and paid the price for them. And that lets me know that when we die in our sins without receiving the gift of forgiveness from Jesus Christ, we're separated from God. And so what is hell? Hell is being separated from God. I don't know whether it has flames and all of the other things that we draw or put forth as being hell, but the main hell is that you are separated from God. For God so loved the world. That's everybody in the world. All souls belong to him. And so let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus. We come to praise you and to thank you, Father, for giving your son to die for us. We thank you, Father, for washing us in the special blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for cleansing us with the special blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we can sing the song that the angels cannot sing, and that's that we have been redeemed. We thank you, Lord, because you made that possible because you love us. We know that you love us, Father. We know that you care for us. We know that you are the one that directs our steps and tell us which way to go. We know that you hold the ability, Father, to cause us to learn new ways to walk in you and to satisfy you and to glorify your precious name. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us for our sins. We thank you for giving us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us your word, your Bible, to read that we may be strong in you, Father, and be able to do exploits through your precious name, Father. We're able to love our enemies because of the strength you give us. We're able to love those, Father, that don't always treat us right because of you living on the inside of us. We thank you, Father, for giving us a group to come together with to pray. We thank you because we know that that's important. We know, Father, that this ministry will reach out to people that we haven't even imagined to know. We know, Father, that you've made a way for the internet and the calls that come across technology, Father, to reach countries that we probably would never see. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the ability to pray for people, to pray and intercede, Father, for those that are in dire straits. We thank you that you've given us the ability to pray for those that are at war. We thank you, Lord, that you've spared us and that our country has not been involved in a war where there's pain all around you and everywhere you look. And we thank you for that. Father, we're not sorry for anything that you've given us. And we praise you and thank you for that. We don't complain, Lord, because you have been good. We don't complain, Lord, because you give us mercy and grace. We don't complain, Lord, because we need mercy and grace. We understand, Father, that we need to be washed. We understand, Father, that we need to be cleansed. We thank you, Father, for giving us leaders that will lead us in different ways. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a mind to receive the teachings. We thank you, Father, for giving us the ability to learn Thank you, Lord, for showering each and every one of us with the ability to learn new things, to read, and to be obedient to our pastor. We thank you for that, Lord. We know that you're able to do it. We know that you can touch our minds and our hearts, and we thank you for it. Thank you for looking over our families, Father. Thank you for blessing the head of each and every family that's on in this ministry, Father. We thank you, Father, for blessing the prayer leads and calling them to be holy and diligent in doing those things that you've asked of us. We thank you for blessing the prayer host. We thank you for giving them the ability to minister and to administer, Lord. We thank you that we all have a job to do, and that is to show your love and your compassion. We thank you that we have a pastor in Bishop Clark that can lead us in love and show us how to demonstrate love. Thank you, Lord. There's nobody like you. Nobody, nobody. There's no other God. There's nobody that had else that has the compassion that you have for us. Nobody else could pay the price for our sins. No one else would suffer for us in order that we can be joined with you, Father, after salvation, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we can be saved and that you've made it so simple. You made it so simple that it's not complicated. And we're able, Father, to simplify it even more to those we meet and those we come in contact and with those that we can ask, have you been born again? Thank you for giving us the words in our mouth, Father, to persuade those of all generations. Thank you for covering even our grandchildren in your precious blood. Thank you for covering and directing us, Father. Thank you for drawing us with cords of love. Lord, we bless your holy name. We exalt you and we glorify you. We worship you and we adore you. We magnify you and lift you up. Our praise belongs to you, Lord. Our praise belongs to you. Lord, bless this ministry. Bless us to have even more prayer leads, even more prayer hosts. Let this prayer go off and across the lines of technology, Father, and draw someone in and call someone to be saved and to join the ministry regardless to where they are, because we do minister from our location, and we pray, Father, that you would cause this ministry to be successful. Father, bless the investments, Father. Bless the investment just because you've touched us and are teaching us a new way. In Jesus' name, we place all things into your hand. We magnify you and we lift you up. I turn it back over. Amen. I turn it back over into the hands of the host.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Clark, for that dissertation on love and the prayer on love. We praise God. You know, God loves us. He has given everything to us because he loves us. Hallelujah. So how do you love him back? You give your life to Christ and you worship him, you follow him, you do what he has asked us to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus this morning. It is Praise Friday. It is Praise Friday. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. If you have a song or whatever on your heart, make sure you listen to it and give God some praise. If you have a worship a scripture on your heart, make sure you give God some praise because he is so worthy. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it over to our next prayer lead, Sister Pat. Sister Pat?
I'm here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can go forth.
Good morning, everybody. My topic is on women of faith. It comes from 2 Timothy 1 and 5. When I call to remembrance the unfired faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. I have a couple of scriptures. Esther 4 and 16. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days and night or days. I also and my maids will fast likewise, and so will I go into the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. And Esther 5 and 1 says, the courage of Esther. On the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, she obtained favor in his sight. Then said the king unto her, what will thy queen, Esther, what is it thou request? It shall be even given thee, even up to the half of the kingdom. Proverbs 31 and 10 say, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hand to the needy. Strength and honor are her clothes, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is in vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. We thank you, God, for women of faith. Lord, let us walk in thy will. Thy word, God, is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Father, let us stand on the word of the Lord God. The word of the Lord God is life, is meat indeed. Lord, let us hunger and thirst after the word of the Lord God. The word of God is life. We pray, God, let your word come alive in us, Lord, that we speak the word of the Lord God over our life, God, that we stand in the gap and make up the hedges, Lord. Lord, that we pray and intercede for the whole world. Lord, let us, that we are city, God, on a hill. And we can't come down till our assignment is finished. We pray, God, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We stand, God. We take a stand for Jesus. Lord, let us stand if we have to stand all by ourselves and proclaim the word of the Lord God. The word of the Lord God is alive and activated, filled with power and demonstration, bringing healing to the body, mind, soul, and spirit, God. Lord, we are women of the word of faith. Lord, we stand, God. Lord, let us be like the good Samaritan, God. Let us love thy neighbor as thyself. And our neighbor, God, is not just the people on our street, but every path we cross, God. Let us demonstrate the love of God, the faith in God. Lord, let us look like you, God. Let our agenda be your agenda, your will, our will, God. And we stand, God, for Jesus. He is our lifeline, the creator of all things, God. We pray, God, that your will be done in our life, God. Lord, let us, Lord, love the Lord thy God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and strength, God. Lord, we praise you, God, for who you are and what we are in you, Christ Jesus, that we are more than a conqueror in him that loves us. And we pray, God, Lord, let your power, God, be manifested in us, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for faith. Faith in your word, faith in the power of God, that nothing's impossible with God. Thank God for Jesus, to those that believe. And we believe the report of the Lord God. The report of the Lord God that says all is well, God. Lord, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. He came in order that we might have life. Life in Christ Jesus. That he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. He came in order that we might have life, life in Christ Jesus. We pray, God, that Jesus' death on the cross is not in vain, God. Lord, let your people, God, that don't know you, God, become children of the living God. Lord, we pray, God, let your word, Lord, go forth throughout the world, God, like the wind, bringing healing to the body, mind, soul, and spirit, God. Lord, let your angels be involved in seeking the lost, Lord. Those that don't know you, God. Lord, let them hear ye the word of the Lord God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, God. Lord, that the people crying out, what must I do to be saved, God? Lord, we pray healing all over the world, God. Lord, you are mind regulator. You are heart fixer. We pray, God, Lord, from the White House to the streets, God. Lord, we call forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let our minds be healed with the word of the Lord God. Let us hear ye what the word of the Lord God. Let us stand for Jesus. Let us pray and intercede for the world, Lord. Lord, you said in your word, God, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven. And I would heal the land. Lord, America needs healing, Lord. Not only America, foreign countries all over the world, Lord. Lord, open up, Lord. The east gates, the west gates, the north gates, the south gates. In our cities, states, countries, and counties, God. For the King of glory to come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He's the King of glory. Lord, let your word go forth throughout the world, bringing healing and deliverance to the body, mind, soul, and spirit, God. Lord, let your word, God, break every yoke, every burden, sickness and disease and strongholds from out of our life, God. Lord, let your word, God, let our mind be renewed with the word of God. Lord, we thank you, God, for renewing our mind and strength, God. Lord, let us mount up with wings like an eagle, God. Lord, let us be hearers and doers, not only hearers, but doers of the word, God. Lord, our steps are ordered by the Lord, that God. A change, Lord, come over us, God. Lord, we pray and intercede for the whole world, God. Lord, let this prayer line and every prayer line, God. Lord, let it go forth throughout the world, God. Breaking yokes, burdens, sickness, and disease from out of our life, God. That we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. He is I am. He's Alpha and Omega. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we cast all our cares upon the Lord thy God, that he cares for us. And we speak healing, Lord. And renewed mind, God, from the White House to the jailhouse, God, to the streets, God. We proclaim the word of the Lord, God. And God's word cannot fail, but shall accomplish what it's sent out to do. And we speak healing all over the land, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Lord reign throughout the world, God. Lord, we thank you for gathering all scattered bones together, God. Lord, we thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Healing in the land, deliverance in the land, God. We thank you, God, for blessing us, Lord. Send down the latter rain, the early rain, the former rain, God. Let it rain on us, God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. He is I am. I am ever what you need. He's more than enough. He's more than the whole world against us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen.
Today's a new day. There is no sunshine, nothing but clouds and stars in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today is a new day, I'll wear a new sky. There is a love and a joy that you got if you tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but I'll pass on it. I can't explain. Out from heaven, like a shower.
When I think I'm looking better, I'm gonna be when this is over.
Even though I'm
empty, I smile.
I'm gonna get it for a while. Even though I'm headed for a glass.
What you do?
Come on. It's time to come to
close
and hit the town. Someone hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
You look so much better when you smile.
All right, today is a new day. Hallelujah. Smile.
Even though I'm headed for a glass.
smile. Give someone that smile. Hallelujah. We're worshiping the Lord together today. We're praising the Lord. We're giving God glory, honor, and praise. We're lifting up prayers on today. Hallelujah. We understand that some people may have to leave, but before you leave, we want you to go to our website, ekcministries.org. Make sure you submit your prayer request. Make sure you give your GPS, and make sure you leave an offering so we can reach the masses. All right, Sister Gail, it's your turn. Hallelujah. We're praising the Lord this morning. We glorify Jesus, and it's your turn. Hallelujah. Go for it.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Good morning, prayer warriors. I myself, I'm still stuck on those rich prayers and exhortations of love and on women of faith. Amen. We just thank God to move upon the prayers of the saints, to move exceeding abundantly above what was already prayed in our hearing. Amen. 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 We thank those sisters. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you all on another Red Friday. Amen. Kansas City Chiefs fans, we are celebrating our last Red Friday of the season. Amen. Super Bowl Friday. And as I said a couple of weeks ago here in this prayer service, our red represents the blood of Jesus. Amen. We are covered in the blood of Jesus. We are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. There is power, power, power in the blood of Jesus. Praise God and go Chiefs. Amen. Okay, I'm just having a little fun here. My prayer focus or my prayer declaration today is going to be from Romans 8 and 1. Amen. Romans 8 and 1. And in the New International Version, it reads, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And in the New Living Translation, much the same. "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we just continue in one accord this morning, seeking you once again. We bring you the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We thank you that we can enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come before you and remind you of your promises to us. And, Lord, we honor your name, we honor your word, and we honor the blood of Christ today. We declare your holiness, God. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you. There is no rock like our God. You are the one who is high and lifted up. You inhabit eternity. Your name is holy. You dwell in the high and holy place and also with us who are of a contrite and lowly spirit. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of your glory. We worship you, Lord, in the splendor of holiness. We tremble before you. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? God, we lift up all those who are taking part in this ministry. We continue to pray your grace, that your grace will abound in their lives in a rich and powerful way. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you are present in whatever situation they're facing in this season of their lives. We thank you to bring victory in their situations. And we thank you for the time of rest that you have blessed Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenora with over the past month. We thank you, Lord, for renewed strength and vision for the ministry and for their entire family. Amen. Praise God. Our focus, for our prayer declaration, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we declare that as believers, we may be chastened of the Lord, but we will not be condemned with the world. By our union with Christ through faith, we are secured. We are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. We have the spirit of Christ because we have turned our mind toward the mind that was in Christ Jesus. And by your grace, Lord, it will be shown by our conversation that is fitting to your laws and the example that you set before us. There is no condemnation. We receive this glorious declaration from your court. We receive it, though we certainly deserve condemnation. We receive this standing because, Jesus, you bore the judgment we deserve, and our identity is now in you. Praise God. And as you are condemned no more, neither are we, because we know that what your word tells us, we will believe what you say. We will not believe any evil report that comes from the enemy of our soul. God, we walk in the power and authority of the word of God, and we will not shrink back. Amen. Because we believe in you, Jesus, we are not condemned. The heart of the Father was revealed to us because he sent you, Jesus, to rescue and bring us hope and healing. There is no condemnation. Because we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Spirit of God lives in us. We are open and sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We pattern our lives after the guidance, the authority, and the encouragement of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, because your mission is to promote and speak of Jesus, we look like our Lord because you live in us. Amen. We declare we live a life of faith and love that is above every deceitful, dishonest, and every unfruitful way. We don't live in the lust of our carnal flesh, nor do we live in pride and hatred, covetousness, or impatience. And God, you have made us a new creation. You did it, and we receive it by faith. We declare we have been changed, and you are continuing to change us. So we put off the old man, and we put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. Yes, great God, it was great to make a world, but even greater to create a new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are working this new creation in us. You're using our will and our choices. We continue to receive this gift of being a new creation and the challenge to live it. And Lord, it's all about what you did for us and not what we can do for you. There is no condemnation. All things have become new. Amen. We are not condemned. Our hearts are assured before you, Lord. You already know everything about us, and you love us anyway. You care for us. You desire us. Lord, you know all things. You know who we truly are in Christ Jesus because we are born again. We are created in the image of Jesus Christ. And even if our heart condemns us, God, you are greater than our hearts, and you know all things. We do not base our relationship with you purely on how we feel. We know that when condemnation wells up inside us, that it has nothing to do with our standing before you, Lord. We know it is the work of the enemy of our souls who accuses the brethren. We have confidence toward you, God, because we are in true fellowship with you. Lord, we have that assurance that comes to our hearts. And we thank God that the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We declare with King David, who spoke of the great blessings there is for every believer who knows the forgiveness of God. Our sin is no longer exposed. It is covered. We are not condemned. We do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We don't stand in the path of sinners, but our delight is in your word. We will not walk in condemnation. And Lord, because you have put your law into our minds and have written it on our hearts, we have a spiritual and internal law that is based in our intimate knowledge of who you are. We are not condemned. And Lord, we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Sovereign God, creator of the universe, you have the power to protect us. Whatever weapon is raised against your people is destined to be destroyed itself. God, you will ultimately even protect your people from criticism. We are not condemned. And in closing, people of God, the Lord will not allow the weapon formed against his servants to prosper. Sometimes this means the Lord will take the weapon out of the hand of the enemy of his servants. Sometimes it means that God allows the weapon to strike, but brings a greater good out of it than the pain of the immediate blow. In allowing this, God will not allow the weapon to prosper, but transforms the violent sword into a tool for building his kingdom. The tongue which raises against you can really hurt. Satan leaves no stone unturned against the church of God. He uses not simply the hand, but what is often a sharper weapon, the tongue. We can bear a blow sometimes, but we cannot endure an insult. There is a great power in the tongue. We can rise from a blow which smote us to the ground, but we cannot so easily recover from slander that lays the character low. Yet we can trust in the Lord's triumph. The more accusers, the more acquittals. The more slander, the more honor. So the enemy may slander us as much as he pleases. Amen. We declare there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And I will turn this back over to our host, Pastor Lenora. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you there, Pastor Lenora?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that prayer on condemnation. We praise God. Praise Friday.
Come on.
Whatever you're in right now.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Again, Sister Gail, thank you for that prayer on condemnation. Hallelujah. We glorify God. There is therefore no condemnation for those that are in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We praise God. We glorify the name of Jesus, and we worship him. Hallelujah. Sister Pat taught us on women of faith. And then Mother Clark taught us on love. And 1 Corinthians 13, it says, and now above faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Hallelujah. The greatest of these is love. As you have love and you can show love to people, people understand love. Hallelujah. You can say a lot of things, but they understand love. And we praise God. Thank you all again for your prayer. If you have to leave, make sure you stop by our website, ekcministries.org. Put in your prayer request. We do want to pray for you. We do want to add you to our prayer list. If there's any thing that you need prayer about, we will pray for you. Hallelujah. But all we need to know is know what you want us to pray for and that you want prayer. And you can do that again at our email, at our website, ekcministries.org. Here's some people that have already put on their prayer list. Sister LaTanya, she's healing well. Sister LaShonda's grandchild, Monzella, Mercedes, Billy, Linda, Rachel's mom, and the Hunt family. We're praying for all of those who have left their prayer requests. We're lifting them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, I am your last prayer lead. I am Pastor Lenora Clark, and I will end the prayer today. Hallelujah. We're going to worship the Lord through prayer. We glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time of gathering. We thank you, God, that you, hallelujah, put on our heart to call in to the prayer on today, God. God, we thank you for all those that have called in. We thank you for all those who have left the call, God. God, for some other reason, we give God praise for them, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you cover them in your blood, God. Move by your spirit. Whatever their prayer request and their prayer need is, God, we ask that you meet their need in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name again for everyone that's on this prayer list, God, prayer line, God. God, we thank you that we come to your throne boldly, God. Hallelujah. And we cast our cares on you because you care for us, God. God, we thank you that you hear our cry. You incline your ear to our cry, God. We thank you for that, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that no prayer is too small or too big for you, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that we can take our burdens to you and leave them right there, God, and you handle them, God. You take care of it, God. And, God, we thank you that our confidence is in you, God. We thank you that our trust is in you, God. God, you said trust in you with all of our might. Lean not to our own understanding, and you will direct our path. We thank you, God, that we're leaning on you. We thank you that you're directing our path. You're leading us and guiding us and showing us, God. We thank you. We thank you for being God of our salvation. We thank you, God, that we can lift our eyes to the hills that which come our help, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. God, you're King of kings and Lord of lords. We pray in Jesus' name for United States of America. God, we pray in Jesus' name that, hallelujah, no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we pray for good leadership, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that our leaders, God, would be used by you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for strength for our leaders, God, wisdom for our leaders, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that, hallelujah, the word and the strength of God would stand up and come forth, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name again for the United States of America that we won't go in the wrong way, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name again that you direct our path, God. Lead us, God. Guide us, God. Show us, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we plead the blood over United States of America, the blood of Jesus, the blood that cover, the blood that gives us strength. God, we plead the blood, God. No fear, God, over our seniors, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that, hallelujah, whatever happens, God, it won't affect them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, over our children and education, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that they'll be educated, God. God, we pray in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, God, for our defense, God, for our secret service, God. God, we pray for our government officials, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we plead the blood all throughout the Senate. The blood throughout the Congress, God. God, we plead the blood in the White House, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over the United States of America, God. God, it feels like we're in shambles, God. It feels like we're in disarray, God. God, but you hold us in your hand, God. God, you open up your hands and you have the heart of the King, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for turning it into the way it should go, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for strength, God. God, we thank you for life, God. Bring life into the United States of America, God. They say we are the most powerful country, God. God, give us that strength of God. Give us your strength, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we don't need financial strength, God. God, we don't need human strength, God. God, we need that strength, God, that reaches to the highest mountain and flows to the lowest valley, God. God, we need your strength, God. We need your power, God. God, let people see you when they look at the United States of America, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. Let your perfect will be done, God. Let your perfect will be done, God. God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, God, but you have given us power, God. God, we thank you for power in your name, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, just for strength, God. We thank you, God, for your love and your kindness, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for, hallelujah, the prayer on love, God. God, let us love one another, God. Let us love our brother and our sisters, God. God, let us love those that don't look like us, God. God, let us love those, hallelujah, that are totally different from us, God, have different values from us, God. Let us love them, God. Let our heart be big, God. Hallelujah. And let our heart, hallelujah, cover them with your love, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, and then we pray in Jesus' name, God, for all women, God, not just of women of faith, God, but God, we pray in Jesus' name for all women, God, all females, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that that tenacity and that strength that you've put in us, God, God, would reach, God, to our family members, God, would reach, God, hallelujah, to our coworkers, God, would reach to our loved ones and our friends, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that as women, God, hallelujah, we cover each other and not kill each other, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, as women, God, hallelujah, that we reach them, God, through our arms being open wide in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, let our nurturing spirit overshadow, God. Let our nurturing spirit, hallelujah, comfort, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that there's no condemnation for those who love you, God. God, God, we pray in Jesus' name that somebody would be drawn by this prayer on this morning, God, that somebody would repent, God. Somebody would ask for forgiveness, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, for all those that have come to the line, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for, hallelujah, us having the ability to repent, God. Call on your name, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for us having the ability, hallelujah, hallelujah, through your son Jesus Christ, God, hallelujah, to see you clear, to hear you clear, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we bless your name, God. Have your way, God. God, we ask for mercy, 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 mercy me, God. Hallelujah. I know that's a worldly song, God, but God, it's a true song, God. Mercy, mercy, mercy me, God. God, we ask for your mercy, God. We ask for your grace, God. God, we ask for your forgiveness, God. Wash us, God. Cleanse us, God. Purify us, God. Hallelujah. Make us whole before you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we'll forever give you praise, honor, and glory, God. Have your way in each household, God. God, each household that's represented on this prayer line, God. Move by your spirit, God. Speak to someone in that house, God. Hallelujah. Let them hear you clear, God. Let them, hallelujah, echo your voice, God. Hallelujah, with power and authority. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. We glorify Jesus on this morning. We worship him. He's holy, he's wonderful, and he's kind. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Everything I went through, just so I can sing this song to you. Hallelujah. Everything I went through, everything I went through,
ain't no doubt about it. Things are getting better. Glory to God. We worship the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to unmute the line.